You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We got this note from Erica. She wrote to us yesterday and made us laugh. We figured it had to spill onto the airwaves. She says, how spatially aware are you when you're visiting people and staying in their home? We recently had family stay with us for a week, and it's like they don't pay any mind to how we like things to be in our house. First of all, let me jump in here.
That's good.
Family for a week.
Yeah, one of the main reasons that we have not finished our basement yet.
Just keep the family out?
Keep the family out.
She writes, they move everything around in our bathroom after a shower, including moving two toiletry tables. And they even adjust the shower head spray, which I wouldn't mind, but at least put it back to its original setting. She writes, the final straw for me was this. We have a wash rag in the kitchen sink, as most people do, and we have a dry hand towel there as well to dry your hands. They, and then she put this in all caps, they wet down the dry hand towel and left it in the sink.
Ugh.
She closes by saying, maybe it's just me, but I am very conscious of how people do things in their home, and I make sure to put everything back the way I found it. Am I alone in this? That is from Erica.
Erica. Sounds like your family's a bunch of slobs.
That's what it sounds like.
A little bit. There's a little hint of that, but my God, moving tables and stuff?
That's what got me. When you're rearranging the furniture in somebody's house and you're just staying there for a few days.
You might be going a little too far.
Yeah, that's crossing a line right there.
But I would be curious. I don't recall if she said this in her note, but you know, when you do get to somebody's house, mm-hmm. if you're staying on vacation and they are presenting it as a make yourself at home, our house is your house, please mm-hmm. be as comfortable as possible. Like, mm-hmm. how far do you take that then? Are you allowed to start moving furniture? Now, I know when we make our pilgrimage out to Iowa every few years, we stay at Nicole's aunt's house, aunt and uncle, and I'm very cognizant of what I'm doing there. You know, I try to make sure I even make the bed. I'm chipping in for food. I feel uncomfortable. You know, you're staying there for a week, which we usually do. I feel uncomfortable that entire week even walking over to their fridge.
Same.
And opening the fridge
yep.
to make a sandwich if I'm hungry. You know, I'll be like, I'm going to zip out and run to Mickey D's or something. I'll do that versus walk over to somebody's fridge because that is such a personal space. And mm-hmm. I want to be rooting around in there. But they are fully like, get in the fridge, make a pizza, do whatever you want. I just can't do it.
I understand what you're saying. Every time I go to see family down in, I've got some family down in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeehaw.
Every time I go down there, I'll stay with my brother and sister-in-law, and they could not be sweeter. They're like, sure, make yourself at home, whatever. They're happy to put me or us up, and I'm like you. If I open the refrigerator, I feel like I am violating their space.
I feel like I'm opening their underpants drawer for some reason.
Well, I don't feel that.
It's on the same level of personal space, I think.
Yeah, you know, or opening a cabinet to try to find something. I was looking for a tea mug, and I was like, I don't want to be, like, opening all their cabinets. And it's like,
right.
And yet, if somebody comes to stay with me, I don't care if they open every cabinet. I don't care if they go through the fridge. So I want people to be at home that way, and yet I have a hard time being that person.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. Like, if we're even watching TV, it's like they get to pick the channel. I'm not touching the remote. I'm not even going to pull a little blankie over on me on their couch. That's their blanket. But, I mean, how far say I come out and I visit you, how far can I take it? Can I walk around in my
sleep
underpants?
Sleep with my wife? No.
Hey, I just made myself at home.
Yeah, make yourself at home. Well, you know, Gretchen and I stay in separate rooms.
Yeah,
so
right.
You could. I
could sneak and I down
even,
and do a little, you know.
I would know.
Are you
Well, that's a really good question. Where
How
do you draw the line
do you
on
draw
making
the line?
Yourself at home besides sleeping with a spouse or whatever?
Right. Could I walk around in my underpants or in my bare feet? I feel like somebody walking around in my house in bare feet even would kind of make me like, oh, you know, that's feet. All over my floors. That would kind of gross me out. I'd be like, socks, please. Put some socks on. Or like using your shampoo. Or you're a bar soap guy. What if I was using your bar of soap?
I would give you your own bar of soap.
Okay. That solves that problem.
Here's my bar of toast.
Yeah. My zest.
Yeah, because, okay, so I don't have to worry about anyone using any of my shower stuff because the guest room I have has its own bathroom.
Right.
But I can tell from Erica's note that they're sharing showers, which in itself
is gross.
Is the worst thing about staying with someone is
peeing in their shower.
In a shower. That's the worst.
Speaking of bare feet in there, I know. I'm like on my tippy toes. I'm like, somebody else's shower. So gross.
Yes. So
yeah, it is gross, man.
But where do you draw the line? Like if you walk in and somebody is just like, say, opening a drawer, you know, looking for something.
I'm just looking for some tape. I need some tape.
Yeah. Do we care? I don't know.
I think the bottom line for Erica is you opened up your house. You're going to have to kind of expect this from whoever's visiting. You got to just put that in your mind that things might be moved. You know, for this week, things are not going to be in their place.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way that it is. Because if you speak up, you're going to come across as just a jerk.
Agreed.
I think. Yeah, please come into my house, but here's a list of rules.
The first place I would start, Erica, is I would say 3 days, not a week.
Yeah.
Say, come up with an excuse of why, you know, after 4 days, you guys have got to go somewhere or something.
Yep.
And then the other thing is that I have to agree with Jeremy. I think he's right. When company comes to stay, you have to take a deep breath and just like this, our world is going to be turned upside down for a few days. Yep. Someone is going to put the dry hand towel in the sink and leave it wet.
So gross.
And they're going to adjust the shower nozzle and it ain't coming back until I move it back.
Right.
And there's going to be weird hairs in the shower.
So many weird hairs.
A lot of weird hairs. And now we're starting to hear, Jeremy, from other listeners who have been down this path.
I'll give you a quick one here from Marissa, and I guess moving furniture is a thing. She says, I had a cousin stay with me for a few days. I went to work one day, came home a few hours later. She had moved the couch in my family room. I guess she was trying to take a nap, and the sun was coming through a window and hitting her in the face. So she slid the couch across the room to nap. She kept it in the new spot for 3 days so she could nap every day without light in her face. Then Marissa, real quick, says she didn't move it back when she left, and she's not invited back. Love you, boys, Marissa.
Just because of the couch.
Just because of the couch. She's here shoving it across.
Funny.
It's just, is it going to work?
I understand about the whole light in the face, though.
Oh, yeah.
I do get that.
It's hard to nap.
I got two quick ones. Ella says, and this is a mother-in-law story, so you know it's going to be great. Ella says, I had my mother-in-law stay with us for almost the entire month of August last year. She brought her dog. She let him poop on the carpet. She ate everything out of the fridge. She never once helped with a single dish or cleaning up anything. Ella goes, it was 27 days of pure hell. I told my husband afterward, dude, if she comes back ever again for more than 3 days, I'm staying at an Airbnb.
Smart.
And you and mom can have a great time.
Smart.
That's the way to go.
Heck
yeah, mom,
yeah.
Move in for a month. I'll be down the street.
I won't be here.
And then Brent, quickly, he nails this. He goes, make yourself at home is like that social lubricant that you boys always talk about. Nobody really means it.
Yeah,
he's
right.
He's absolutely right.
It's up there with how was your weekend?
Yes, nobody cares and nobody really
how
means
your
make
vacation?
Yourself at home.
It's so true.